ือคุณเชื่อคือฟังคือใจก็สังเกตนี่ไอ้เชื่อคืออะไรครับ
Okay, now it's 6:45. We will do the evening chanting. We will reverse the meditation program. Turn to page 14. This evening chanting is to develop the understanding of who the Buddha is, the Dhamma and the Sangha. Then also at the same time invoke the power of all this understanding. Then to develop our wholesomeness and faith. So that your faith, your spiritual faculties can be strengthened. I understand there are few old people whodon't know English, but I can't help you because I can only conduct in English. I can speak a little bit of Mandarin, but not easy. So I hope you all can bear with me. Just now there was a lady, I think the mother only know Mandarin, so she also well, there is no word. So I just now share about 10 minutes with her the basic vulnerable truth why the Buddha's teaching is so important. But apart from that, I got limited Mandarin to explain things, so not easy. If I can, I will try to mix, but then the English educated one will be left behind. So this retreatis more for those who understand English. So if you are limited by language, you try to ask your children who came with you. Learn whatever little thing. You only have to tell your parents the essential Dhamma so that they understand life. These are more important, okay? The Four Noble Truths. Oh, okay, 可以啊，跟我搬去旁边。Oh, yeah, obstruction. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Like that, I can see her. Maybe she can see me. That's why emptiness is form. Automatic, If I can see you, you cannot see me. We are not connected. Okay. We will recite the evening chanting. Turn to page 14. Then we'll get Joyce to help us. If you don't understand, 那些不明白的，你因为你不懂华语啊，你可以静下来。用你的心听，不用了解，会帮助你很多。You understand? You translate to your father or your mother. Translate, better translate to them. Where is the lady? Just now the lady. Oh, not here. Still down there. The daughter I saw came out already. Oh, the mother is there. Oh, downstairs. You explain to her. You tell her. Don't know English, never mind.Silent your mind, listen from your heart. There are many who don't understand English one, but they have faith. They just listen, and they got so much joy. There are quite a number, but I forgot who was it. Who was it? No, Mrs. Koo. So he know English. The miss call, Lee Hoon's mother. Lee Hoon's mother don't know English. Very limited. No, very little, limited. Then you know what happened? Lee Hoon make appointment with me. Bring the mother. We had dinner, we had lunch. During that time, I talked to her in Hokkien and Mandarin, where he's from Penang. Then she understand. No? She was at the what point of very severe depression, no? Because what the son did to her. And she cannot understand. No? Wow, a lot of attachment, a lot of suffering. Then she decided to drive back to Penang and talk to her. Then still cannot go. Say, I will bring you down to see Brahati. So they came down. Well, after that, the whole expression changed. She becomes so different. She said now she understand. And now she is about to leave the hospital, I think. But still very sick. Yeah, just discharged, I think. But he said, he told the doctor, Leo, now he can understand this body, not her. He can accept the reality of this form. If it need to go, let it go, because it's too burdensome to carry. Just like the Buddha, when he announced he will parinibbana come to pass 3 months later, Ananda cried. Then somebody reminded him, asked the Buddha to extend his life. You know what the Buddha tell him? He said, Ananda, please don't be foolish. This is like a worn-out bulokka. No? What is a worn-out bulokka? He said the body is like a worn-out bulokka. Worn-out means what? Wear and tear, about to fail already. You know? Every part about to fail. Yeah? He said, you still want me to carry it around? No point. Yeah? That's not. Just like my understanding, I share with some Dhamma friends. The Buddha had taught for 45 years. No? If you are serious, 1 year is enough. 45 years or somehow not enough. Want him to continue somehow. You think it will benefit you or not if you are not serious until 45 years still need him to be around. So all these are your understanding. When you meet the true one, what you need is a few words. For me, I need a few words only, the truth, the understanding. Then after that, I don't need to see them. And most of my teacher, I was with them not long. Some day, once a year, come during that short period, 1 week, 2 weeks. And sometimes I fly down and meet them 9 days, 10 days. That's about all. And when I'm there, they cannot spend time with you like we all are there. They got so much activity, so much devotees in there. I only listen to what they share. And when there is more free time, when the visitor are no more, devotee no more, then we try to see him. Just like you all try to see me. How much time do you have? The break in between, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You're lucky down there sit can be half an hour. Otherwise, limited. But I don't need much time. I only need some very direct advice. How they actually develop the understanding. Then I will understand. And when they speak certain experiences which are very beautiful, straight away this nature will understand that these are true. Okay, we better start the chanting, huh? Otherwise we will cross our time again. Okay, we start, Josh.
To the blessed one, the Lord who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he has founded so well, and to the blessed ones, disciples who have practiced well, to this the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generation. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one.
Bow. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The blessed one's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha.
Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha,
a good word of the Blessed One's disciple has read as follows. Such indeed is the Blessed One, the worthy one, the perfectly enlightened one, endowed with wisdom and virtue, the accomplished one, the knower of the worlds, the incomparable master or guide of those to be trained, teachers of God and man, the enlightened one, the blessed one.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha.
The Buddha, the truly worthy one, endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus. I bow my head to that peaceful chief of conquerors, the Buddha who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha servant. The Buddha is my Lord and Guide. The Buddha is sorrow's destroyer, who bestows blessings on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate my body and mind. And in devotion, I walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of all be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the Buddha.
Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma. Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, can be realized in the here and the now, beyond timeless, beyond thought, inviting investigation, onward leading to the heart of Nibbana, can be understood by the wise each for themselves. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma.
It's excellent because it's well expounded, and it can be divided into path and fruit, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I revert the excellent teaching that which removes darkness. The Dhamma, which is the supreme, secure refuge of all beings. as the second object of recollection. I venerate it without hate. I am indeed the Dhamma servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and Guide. The Dhamma is sorrow destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Dhamma's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma, and the blessing of this practice, by its power may all obstacles be overcome, by body, speech, or mind. For whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma. Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha. All good conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. All upright conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. All wise conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Full conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. This order of the Blessed One's disciple, namely, the four pair of persons, the eight types of individuals, is worthy of offering, is worthy of hospitality, is worthy of gifts, is worthy of reverential salutation, is an incomparable field of merits in the world. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha. Born of the Dhamma, the Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha, form of eight kinds of noble beings, guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtue. I revered this assembly of noble ones, perfected in purity. The Sangha, which is the supreme skill, secure refuge of all beings, as the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Sangha servant. The Sangha is my Lord and Guide. The Sangha is sorrow destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate my body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed to the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Sangha.
Okay, we'll do the closing puja in Pali.
Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghang namami. Okay, now it's about 7:05. Huh? Oh, we still got time. Huh? Okay, we still got 25 minutes of sharing. Huh? Then after that, you can do your meditation. So the evening chanting is to strengthen your faith, huh? To develop all the other spiritual faculty and wholesomeness. Okay, turn to page 21. Huh? We are at item 1.4. The phenomenal or illusionary world. This one is very important. Huh? You know what is a phenomenon or not? Anything perceivable by the mind is a phenomenon. Phenomena is not only a movement. Anything that moves is a phenomenon, is that not? But anything perceivable by the mind is the real phenomenon. Means when there is no movement, even the perception is a phenomenon. That is mental phenomenon, is that not? Because there is a movement of mental, is that not? But you cannot see. That's why physical phenomena, you have to see the movement. When you look at a tree, the plants, who the Sufu is looking for somebody, is it? Yeah. Ah, 可以,方便,进来,可以。没问题。刚才有一个遇到我了。是我的同事的 sister, 沙丢，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，可以 ，coming， yeah，you can sit anywhere, you can get a chair, you cannot cross your leg, no problem.I told them I will give them a program sheet. You pass it to them. Take one sheet out. I will let you all have one program sheet, so you all can share. Okay, yeah, thank you. So that you can follow the time. The date is from 13 to 15. We will have the same schedule. That is on page 3. So we will repeat this for tomorrow. Then after that, 16 onward, we will have another schedule down there. Okay. We welcome them to join us in the usual way. We rejoice with their wholesomeness. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. They can understand English, huh? Can understand English? Can understand English or not? Oh, only one can. The other one cannot. Oh, only one cannot. Okay. So later on, you all try to explain to her based on your understanding. That will help. I will try to use a little bit of Mandarin wherever possible. So that at least they are able to benefit. But you tell the one that cannot understand, don't worry. Just relax. Then silent the mind and feel. Listen from the heart. 那些不懂英语的，不用担心，你也可以学，很容易学。你要静下来 ，silent， 静下来，然后从心里听，不要用那个头脑听，头脑听不懂，心里听一定听得懂。你要有信心 faith， then 你静下来，什么都不要想，放松，
放松是最重要哦，你就等下就很精神了，嗯，你会觉得很好，很舒服，好像一个好睡这样，嗯，睡一个好觉，嗯，那个 actually 你如果能够这样做，你比那些懂英语的更好，对，嗯 ，What I do is if you don't understand English, you can also listen and learn, and you will do better if you can follow what I tell you.I told them, you just have to silence your mind, then relax, 放松、yeah? 全体放松、yeah? There is one Zen master, a very famous one, 法鼓山、yeah? 圣严法师圣严法师 He teach the student very simple, is it? Meditation very simple, 禅是六个字、yeah? He said,身在哪里，心在哪里，放松，全体要放松。Yeah. You understand?、Huh? Wherever your body is, your mind follows it.、Yeah. Body and mind is one. Then relax, is it? Whole body, entire body and mind relax. That is Dhamma, that is meditation.You just do that, you will understand, is it? You will progress. So I ask you to relax, is 放松. Forget about your problem, don't think. Listen from your heart so that you don't think. And then all the vibration will go in. And your nature will understand. Your brain, no need to understand. If you have faith in what I say, you don't have to understand what I say. You just listen from the heart. It will go in. Then it will have its understanding. Later on, you will understand. Later on, when I speak a few words of Mandarin Dhamma, you will understand one. Those who listen with their ear, one cannot understand. Those who listen from their heart will understand. Because this is the teaching from the heart. So that's why it's called the Heart Sutta. So now I will proceed. 1.4, the phenomenal.Definition of phenomena. Now you understand better because it's written. Anything that is perceivable by a mind or by the mind is a phenomena. Then how do you know the world? Via the consciousness and mental perception. And since consciousness and mental perception are just mental image or images in our mind,that arise and pass away continuously. Hence the reason why it is said the phenomenal world is actually an illusionary world or a world of consciousness, empty. So now you understand, huh? Why the Buddha said it's all not real, empty. So I read this part again. Since consciousness and mental perception are just mental images in our mind that arise and pass away continuously, hence the reason why it is said the phenomenal world is actually an illusionary world of consciousness. That's why it's empty. So this part can follow. Huh? It cannot, you better ask. So what I want to explain now is I will go deeper into phenomena.What do you mean by anything that is perceivable by the mind is a phenomenon? Like when I move my hand, eh? Like my master did. Can you perceive it? Yeah? And then this is a phenomenon. Before I move, does it exist? It don't exist, right? Then the moment I move, through what? Through condition. This phenomenon arises, see, clearly. Yeah? Is it real?As long as I hold my hand here, you can see, you see real, exist. But the moment I move down and finish off the phenomena, then where is this phenomena? Did it die? It didn't die. Where is condition arising, cause of phenomena? Because of condition, there is this hand movement, that's why it arises. Then when this hand movement ceases, there is no more physical phenomena created.
So this is how you understand phenomena. Whatever that move is a phenomena. So physical phenomena is when you walk, when you run, when you lie down, when you do your movement and your action. That's why my teacher Acharyantra said we choose aware every action, every movement in the present moment. So that is kaya anupasana. You anchor your mind to your body. When you are aware of your movement and activity, there is no thought. That's how you stabilize your sati. Anapanasati also say mindfulness of in and out breath. When you are aware of this in and out breath, you will be mindful without thought. That's why the Buddha said breathing in, aware. Breathing out, aware. He never say breathing in, not breathing in. Or breathing out, not breathing out. No, he never say that. And he never say anapanasati is focus, concentrate, build up energy. He where got say that? He said, develop mindfulness training. Use the breath as an object of meditation to anchor. And he called this type of meditation anapanasati. What is anapana? Huh? Anapana is in and out breath. Sati is mindfulness. That's why it's mindfulness of the in and out breath. It's not focusing, concentrating. It's not asking you to develop all those things. So, you are here to anchor your mind, to train your mind to be mindful. That's why this is very important. Sadhu, Uncle. Now Uncle come in. Speak Mandarin again. Your dad, is it? Your dad. 81 years old. I rejoice. He got that faith. He knows Mandarin, huh? Very well, huh? Oh, very good. What is his name? Leong. Uncle Leong. Uncle Leong, 听得到吗? 听得到吗? 坐下来不用紧，坐下来。 因为我听说你也不懂英语, 如果我讲一点华语, 你能够了解吗? 能够啊? 哇好。 如果不了解可以问 因为也有一个女同事 也是不懂英语 所以我要讲一点华语 我是音小生 不懂华语 不过为了佛法 要学一点华语 Because I'm English educator I don't know Mandarin But I learn 你不懂英语不用紧 要用心听 不要想, 放松, 全体放松, 明白吗? 用心听, 可以关眼睛, 不需要这样盘坐, 坐在桌子, 椅子也可以, 那个 low bench call what? 矮的, 凳子, 凳子还是椅子也可以, 因为81岁, 不容易盘, 除非你真的有那个法心，那个信心跟法心， then 你了解了佛法，81岁也可以盘， 虚云老和尚120岁也可以盘， no problem. So 你如果要了解佛法，要用心听，因为那个语文不是佛法，那个语文是 words 字。 用心听，你静下来了，你的自信会了解，脑袋不会了解，脑袋是思想 ，knowledge is called 知识啊 ，not 知识啊 ，知识啊 ，OK，Yeah，I every time pronounce wrongly please， because sometimes I pronounce it wrongly， there were a few times really very shocking because the man really pronounce wrongly different meaning. Completely different meaning. Sometimes my wife also laugh. just like the Cantonese. Crab. How to pronounce in Cantonese? You pronounce wrongly, big trouble. So, 如果要了解，用心听是最好的。不过你要放松，你不要想东西，你要有信心 faith， 跟自己讲。 我已经来了，九天的
what you call retreat. Not Ketan. Retreat is called what? Chan Jiu, not Chan. Chan Siu, Jiu Tian de Chan Siu. Oh, now I learn new word. Very good. Chan Siu. 你已经来了，你目前是在这边。你的念头很重要。如果你不会把握这一刻这一秒在这边的时间，你的思想有，我不是说你啊，就好像那个安迪，他说我都听不懂，我都不知道什么，我来这边做什么，那要提早回，那我说可以没问题，不过你还没回之前，我要跟你share some understand you， 给你了解一点点佛法。Not 分享 I just want her to understand some basic Dhamma。 我说我会解释给你佛陀的教导四圣谛 for number two 苦集灭道。 Then I say 最重要就是那个无明，要了解什么是无明，自作你我相就是无明，以为这个肉体是你，这个众生是你，那个是你我相。有了这个你我相的 ego， 你就会有贪嗔痴。贪不是贪一部分罢了，贪也包括 possessiveness。How you explain in Mandarin？ 占有啊，哦，占有啊。I thought 占 is ten。哦，脏啊 ，possessive， correct， correct， 啊 ，want to control 啊，啊，要控制那个人啊，占啊，占有，了解吗？啊 ，then 你的念头啊，那个 selfish 的念头啊，自私的思想啊，也是一种贪，明白吗？为你，为自己，不会去 sacrifice， how you call？牺牲为别人，没有真爱，没有慈悲，很多那个你我相，很多贪的念头，因为一切都是为自己，为我，为我自己人在做。如果不认识，不要帮我女儿，我孩子啊，我要帮啊，那个是自作，他们有什么问题？经过生老病死，你也会害怕，你也会伤心。为什么别人有问题，经过生老病死，你不会担心，你不会伤心？因为你说不是我的孩子，也不是我的朋友，我根本都不懂啊，不了解他们啊，不是不认识他们。所以这个就也是自作，明白吗？因为你自作，你我相跟自己人有关系的。对你有利益的，对你有那些什么advantage 啊，利益。So because of that， 你就会有那个 suffering is called 痛苦啊，带来痛苦，自作就会带来痛苦，得不到，你要他们happiness, peace and joy。快乐平安跟那些，不过大自然 Nature's Law 它很公平，对每个众生的一样，生老病死是一定的，没得跑。所以你不了解，你就会去担心，去乱想。Arise the fear, worry, anxiety. You explain how. 升起烦恼 ，oh very good， 哈、oh, ，I learn something， 升起烦恼带来痛苦，那也是执着，因为你以为是你孩子、你女儿、你的亲人，如果你的隔壁的邻居有什么事，你笑罢了，你回来说啊，那个人倒霉，买了一辆新车，第一天太太嫁出去就撞到了。你进来又会跟太太讲，哇，我们的邻居倒霉。如果你是那个邻居， 花了这么多钱买那辆车，太太嫁出去第一天就撞到，你会笑着跟太太讲吗？哦，你一定很生气。广东人就讲，他明白广东话吗？ Cantonese， oh good， 你冇搞错啊，我山车，你知几多累冇？你第一日同我揸出去咁样撞一撞，哦 ，you think your wife will be happy or not？ 你太太会高兴吗？如果听到这句话，他如果也是没有佛法的，他发脾气是吧？你讲这么多，锁匙都丢给你，全部还给你是吧？下一次我不要碰你的车，So no more peace， 安了是吧？说家庭里面没有安宁啊，安宁啊 ，no more harmony， 安宁跟 peace harmony， so 无名自作，因为你以为你花了这么多钱，那辆车是你的，本来都不是你的，因为你买了，以为你付了那个钱，代表是你的。That's why when you possessively think it's yours， 你有那个无名的念头，以为有一个你我相能够有钱去买，那个是我的，你就会带来苦，因为你执着嘛，那辆车。人无名就会执着。佛讲，你了解了，一切都是因缘法，有了因缘，那辆车就会现出来。因为你有钱去买， you got the means to buy that car， so that car arrived， but don't be deluded by it， you don't own it， it's only you have the condition to buy and society recognize that it belongs to you， you own but there are conditions arising， so when condition cease to be， that car is no more yours， understand that？Let's say the wife drives supermarket, buy thing, come out, gone. What you do? Panic, call the husband, go make police report. Then what happened? Very unhappy, very sad. I lost my car. Then chase the insurance. Insurance say minimum 6 months. Then only can compensate you. Why are you lucky, unhappy? Oh, you bank table, so no use.So what happened? Hope for insurance to pay. So what you need to understand is these are all conditions arising. If you don't have that good karma, things that belong to you also overnight can disappear. Then sometimes the worst is certain type of accident, like the tree fell on it or whatever, not covered or no. They say you have to buy separate insurance. Even flood also not covered or no.So all this can bring about a lot of suffering if you attach to that thing. You have to understand nature is like that. Nature's law are like that. When condition not there, you don't own. After all, when your breath stop, you cannot own anything. 如果呼吸停了，你都不存在了，那辆车还是你的吗？不是。So 佛陀讲的佛法就是不要无明，不要有你我相，你就不会执着，那你的生命就会好。那他也教四圣谛，有听过吗？四圣谛 ，Four Noble Truth， 四圣谛没有听过。OK， 四圣谛就是佛法的，佛陀的佛法，佛陀教的那个佛法，它是很重要。了解四圣谛就了解生命。能够了生死，第一个圣谛就是苦 ，the noble truth of suffering。他说，人生要经过很多那些问题，如果没有智慧，就会带来苦。生老病死是前四个，第五个 separation， 好有口啊，分离啊，分离你的爱人跟你的那个。wealth property 财产那些你制作的东西了，以为是你的啊， 带不去，对，厉害。81岁了，一定了解。因为好像我讲啊，你 take birth 好，出生的时候啊，来也空，去也空，那么施主何必苦苦 in between 呢？ in between how you call？ 之间苦苦的为空流泪呢？明白吗？一切都是空性，一切都是因缘法，那个肉体都带不去，怎样去带财产？明白吗？死了往生了，就是里面的那个 consciousness 离开灭掉，往生不是那么可怕。Death is not so frightening when you understand. 如果你了解，maybe 给你了解一点啊。往生的时候很快乐，Yeah， 脱离那个肉体的苦啊，明白吗？Like Li Hun's mother, he know time to give up, because this body is already a burden, giving so much problem to the consciousness.往生的时候不用怕，静下来，then 在那边有正念，好像看戏这样，看怎样那个 consciousness 慢慢灭掉 ，then 他的那个 craving force 制造的那个force craving force， 不是力量。Something that bind your consciousness, trap it into the body. 他这个你的 consciousness, what you call that? 意识啊，你懂什么是意识吗？懂啊。他 actually 啊，他不能够跑出来，就因为有那个 craving, the craving force hold on to it. 他抓着啊，制造那些制造，他 actually 被他绑住，不能够出来，除非你放松，放松到那个往生的时候啊，往生的时候啊，你的力量全部没有了，因为里面的 organ 啊，器官啊，一个一个已经慢慢 shut off 了， shut off 叫什么？关掉哇！pass the mic to him. He understand, I think. So, 那个时候啊，你没有那个力量去控制了。Then 那个 mind 啊，那个 what you call the mind? 意识啊 ，the consciousness 啊，它会慢慢灭哦，灭到它脱离这个肉体，脱离肉体了啊。Push it out all the way. 刚才你讲是什么？刚才你有讲一句话什么？
退化。
退化啊，过来。
机器
嘛，慢慢退化了哈 ，cannot function already， breakdown already， good， 好，退化了。Then 那个时候你不要害怕，因为他这个 consciousness， 他这个 mind 在里面的，他会慢慢好像离开这个肉体。Nothing die. How to tell him? 如果你了解没有生死，生死是世间法，世间的那个众生哦人，他讲往生生死是 death， 死了你死了，但有些人不了解的就害怕死了变什么谁死？所以、so, 你会害怕，不要害怕，你害怕你的往生就不漂亮了如果你不害怕，他那个 mind become very beautiful， 他自己会离开这个肉体，但从里面他慢慢会跑出来跑出来，你看得到你的亲人你孩子什么，如果在那边哭还是什么，你也看得到不过你叫他们听不到 他们看不到，不过你那个 consciousness 还存在，所以那个时候啊，你如果要知道他们的真心啊，啊，你就慢慢听，他们会讲很多东西，以前爸爸什么什么什么什么，但这个往生了的这个是 random consciousness， 不是你，你已经 last thought moment 已经投胎啊 ，taken birth 啊。说、so, 没有死亡，没有人死 ，nobody die， 就是这个 consciousness 离开这个肉体，因为这个肉体好像那辆车啊，不能够驾哦，不能够 start 了 engine， 那个 driver 在里面都没意义了，明白吗？啊，你懂 driver 啊 ，pemandu 啊，驾车要用马来话 pemandu。那个驾车的人就是你的那个念头，那个 mind， the mind instruct， 叫这个肉体走就走，站就站，就是好像这辆肉体是一辆车，给那个思想还是念头在里面，啊，驾住这个肉体。That's why it's a vehicle. The mind is like a driver that drives you. 嗯，所以你了解了啊，那个驾车的司机是司机，车是车，车坏了去修理吧，车坏了去担心做什么啊？那辆车不是你吗？明白啊？说、so, 生老病死没问题了，因为啊没问题啊、哦、啊很好哦 ，very good， very 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 prepared already 啊，谢谢你啊，两
人生就是一场好像我们看戏啊，
啊
戏完了就什么都没有了
哦，对哦对哦，嗯，see a lot of wisdom 哦，嗯，所以你看戏的时候那个电影啊，
啊
也是一块白布，明白吗？
对
，that's why not real， not real means what？啊，不真实，它是那个光亮照下去，因为它能够现出好像一个电影，知道吗？所以你看到好像很真，有些人会哭会笑，啊，那你的念头起来的时候就好像电影这样，啊，你也是看电影，嗯、啊，所以那个电影啊，看完了啊，没得看了，
就是啊，在电影里面有。喜怒哀乐嘛，是吧？
啊，对对，
就没有了
啊，对对对，很好很好。
好像戏台这样啊，看完了就撤掉了，什么都没有了
啊，对，
跟你是一样吗？
对，把那个看戏的人怎样？啊，看戏的人怎样？
看戏的人啊，有些、啊、他看了好像悲剧的。
哦，看戏的人是看戏的人对吗？
啊，看戏的人。
做戏的戏是做戏的戏是吗？
啊，对。
啊，你了解了，你就要了解这个。肉体跟这个 consciousness， 他们在里面现那个戏给你看，明白吗？你看戏的人还存在，明白吗？
明白。
有一个自信，看作这个戏，但是你有了正念，如果你静下来听，往生的时候不用怕，你看到这套戏还没有完 ，haven't finished， 啊，不弄打满啊。所以他这个出来的时候啊，啊还有戏看，啊那个时候你就慢慢看，啊有了佛法就很容易看，因为这个是不存在的，这个是 not the real you anymore， is the random of consciousness， the collective bundle of memory， the conditioning， all this consciousness come up。因为我小的时候，啊，还11岁还是什么，我这个 consciousness 跑出来。那时候我了解了，我 I call my brother, he cannot hear me. I saw him walk in, I saw him say all those things. That I wanted to call him, he cannot hear me. 他听不到。Then 后来我才发现 I am the consciousness up there, my body down there. Then I wanted to enter back my body and use my body to talk to him. I went in, I cannot go in.Not connected. Well, then all of a sudden, that time I don't know, I don't understand. There was fear. Then I struggled, went in, no sound, went in. Then after that, the first thing I do is 确定我弟弟跑进去。他说是啊，你睡到好像一个木头这样。 你怎样会知道？我说不重要，重要就是你有没有跑进去讲这些话。他说有啊， that's why it's not dreaming， 不是发梦，不是看戏，真正的跑出来哦。So， 你了解了，你就不怕往生，因为我看到我自己怎样 actually 这 consciousness 怎样跑出来。Actually， I went through death， 我真正的experience， what you call， 经历过死亡，真的现出来。但是后来我静坐了解的时候，我才知道这些是什么东西。他是规定要我了解的。但是我回去那天玩到很累，累到啊，力量都没有，就好像一个死人这样躺在那边。Then after that， 他自己那个 consciousness， the craving force starts to dissipate。The English word is dissipate. You explain to your father， dissipate。Then all of a sudden， no more craving force。The conscience come together, then it come out. Actually, I die. So when you die, it's like that. Nothing to fear. The consciousness just like don't know what to do. Where this body cannot do anything already. Then if karma take over, you also not conscious already. That's why karmic conditioning take over. That's why they say lao huan xiong. You know Hokkien? Huan xiong.几天还没有往生的时候，就好像不是你这样了，乱讲话了，这个那个那个。So Li Hun's mother， you know what he told her now？ Li Hun's mother is it？ I know where I'm going to take birth。他看到了，往生了，投胎在哪里？他说他很高兴，因为那个时候啊。他说那个思想啊，以前他跟我去 spiritual trip 啊， to Thailand 峨眉山啊，那些思想全部现出来，就是好的往生，他有 liver cancer， 其他的 organ 也 fail 了，但那一段他了解很多东西，因为他有佛法，所以不用怕， fear will not help you explain。空气啊，你要静下来，因为没有人往生 ，no one die。
Excuse me, brother Teo. I would like to explain my father's case.
Okay.
He already buy the what call is the?
I know the urn.
The 三种
right? 我知道。
Already, no.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Already, no.
A lot of people. My father bought the two piece together with my mother.
Yeah, together and.
50 years before he passed away. So very common. Very common.
And he showed me, you know. I don't know. Show me.
Yeah, very
that
good.
That is my place, my condominium. He told me, you know.
Yeah, so correct. But that is, still, that is still a delusion. Because the ash without consciousness is not your dad. But don't worry, because he needs that faith. So don't explain the part. Because let him...have the faith because he feel that he need a place. That's why Sakaya Ditti, self-delusion, is very strong. You will think after you die you need somewhere. That's why you want your children to have filial piety. Go there and pay respect to you, make offering to you. This kid, just in case, buy insurance. Hungry goes how? Nobody offer. On Cheng Beng Day, Ho San Fu.Because other people got offering or you don't have, then you start to have negative thought towards your family member. How can my son do this to me? Must be the daughter-in-law influencing him. That one lucky kau lah. So do not be deluded by all this. That earn when you understand, 往生了就是往生了 It's just memory, understand? Respect.Like 尊敬啊 then gratitude what you call 感恩 that's why 你会孝顺他孝顺啊孝顺啊 sorry 孝顺 may become 孝顺 so all these are possible understand not
So don't worry. So thank you for sharing that with us. So you tell your dad, somebody want to ask the girl there. Yes.
Radio, if I can ask, right, because just now you were mentioning after the last thought moment, then we immediately take rebirth, right?
Yes.
So why do we do the transference of merits to departed relatives?
Oh, okay. You see, sharing of merits and transfer of merit are different. The deva, you share, understand not? Transfer means what? Why departed one? Why departed one? Because there is karmic link, understand not? So it's just like, I have to use the whiteboard again. This one don't need. Never mind, I try to write here. When you share means what? Like you got money, you got wealth, you want to share with people. You want to share the devas or what? You can just share. Because this one no need any channel to transfer. So you share merit. They can receive. But transfer means what? You must have account. No? That account must be recognized by the bank. No? Otherwise you transfer, cannot reach. Understand? No? So that's why transfer merit is for the petas. If you are born in that peta, hungry ghost rhyme, then you can receive. That's why I told Kayamita, you don't worry. If you die, go down peta, sure a lot of Kayamita, idang minya tidang otu. You sure come out one. You fatat. That's why Kayamita got advantage. No need to worry about going down to peta. Very fast you come out. Your Kayamita got merits, blessing, perfection, virtue. Then their nature different. They just idang minya tinang ho to share a little bit and transfer a little bit to you. You jab it already. So that is transfer of merit. But that random of consciousness that come out during that is not him. Understand? It's the collective, the conditioned mind. Understand? Means all of your accumulated experiences. Your whatever conditioning, the phobia, the fear, the belief system, everything. This is like a bundle of memory and conditioning accumulated. So since birth until now, the first consciousness when you were born is pure. Then you start to be conditioned into what you are as you grow up. Then all this accumulate and become a consciousness. Understand? And this is how you identify yourself. Understand? Your bundle of memory is your entity. That's why those who have stroke or car accident or whatever, then the brain damage, they forget who they are. Understand? They have the memory gone. So this memory, whatever that is retained through the consciousness, is actually part of this lower mind. Or they call it the mundane mind. So this complicated mundane mind, when you die, you will carry this along. Then this one will come out. But before you die, karma take over. The death consciousness, they call chuti chitta. You know why chuti? Take holiday. Chuti chitta. Really, Malay word. So this is the death consciousness. Last thought moment. Go on leave. Chuti chitta. Then the rebirth consciousness will actually be the next one. Immediately after this, karma will condition the rebirth consciousness. The enlightened one, they don't have delusion. So the death moment, there is no rebirth. Understand? Like the arahan or those things. Then if they have this understanding, their mind will cease. They will realize parinibbana. Then this random of consciousness also don't come out. Because it exists.
They don't carry all those conditioning and all those things. They got memory, but the memory is just like not a strong one, no attachment, no delusion one. So that one will just disperse, because during cessation, it will just cease. The form and mind cease, no more. Yeah. Then they will understand everything before it happened. So this random or consciousness that come out, you cannot transfer it to that one, understand? But that one also got emotion, got delusion, got anger. That's why don't simply say things. Then sometimes they're not happy. They can actually allow that anger or what to actually stir their mind. Understand? Then it has a force, because when it come out, it has a lot more power. They say minimum 10 times more powerful than when it's trapped inside. Okay? Does that answer your question? Yeah. You think so? Because you want to know why transfer merit is there. Only the pitta can receive. Understand? Oh. But if it's not pitta, you cannot. But there is a sutta by the Buddha, Tirukkuda Sutta. Tirukkuda Sutta. He said down there in the pitta realm, not like us human beings, no. You cannot have a degree or education, come out, have work. There is no farming, no plowing, no business, no trade, no career, nothing. The only way for you to receive merit is through people's transfer. That's why down there, a lot of suffering. A lot of suffering. Then the Buddha said, if they are born down there, you must actually do your duty, transfer merit to them, then make offering in their name and all those things. Then only they can actually come out of there. Otherwise, they suffer a lot down there. Then when they suffer, because they don't understand, they can see you enjoying your life, not doing anything for them. And they are still deluded. No? So what they do? They come and haunt you, disturb you. There is a description there, the eerie feeling and all those things. I read to you. This Tirukkuda Sutta is very good. What page is it? Anybody can remember the page? Brother T can remember that. Ah, good. 196, huh? Ah, yes. Oh, no. Okay, I have it. Page 190. Now you listen, Tirukkuda Sutta. Departed ones in spirit form. Recital to transfer merits to departed ones. So the monk will chant this. He said, those who reborn as unfortunate spirit because of their craving, their selfishness, and attachment, they will be born there. So these are the pitarang. Those who have selfishness, craving, and attachment for their property in the past life will return to their house and create an eerie atmosphere while lingering beyond your doors. You're not careful, they come. That's why the Chinese tradition, Chinese also not stupid. They experience this eerie thing. So they say, you better put up the ancestor tablet, make offering, give them a proper place, feng shui. And this is how all these things come about, so that they are at peace. But the Buddha said, no, all this actually don't help you. The Buddha recommended the actual one, the happy one. I read on, you will know. They yearn for human food, but because of their past karma, their living relative
neglect them, neglect to make offering to them. Even when you make offering, you think they can receive, they cannot. But they have this joy, understand? Then they can talk among the Pitta. Wow, my children make offering. Your children didn't. Like in your kampong, your son go outstation to work. Wow, your son send money back. Your son got send money back or not? Oh, don't. So, you know how it feels. When people tell you their son do this, do that, then your own children never even write a letter or make a call to you. Then the next one is it. Those who are compassionate, therefore, should remember their departed relatives and make offerings such as almsgiving in their name. Allah, that only useful, understand? No? You go and pie there. Who eat? Finally, you eat, understand? No? Yes. Not a problem, because it's their belief system. That's like Christian, you don't chong hyung, understand? No? They will get angry with you. But you have to tell them, you have to sing the hymns, Christian hymns. They also give charity because I read this verse, by the wholehearted transfer of merits of this need that you do, the merits means you make offering or alms in the name, then by the wholehearted transfer of merits, the spirit will gradually wish for the well-being of their living relatives who perform the meritorious deed. Because they will know one, no. You know what happened or not in the Pitarai. If let's say you have Dhamma, then you make offering in their name. Then you invoke the power of merits. Then you directly transfer. Because of your virtue and your understanding, very powerful. No? Straight away, pew, no sound. Straight away that Pitta will become deva or whatnot. The shirt also changed, their form also changed. During the Buddha's time, in the Tirukkuda Sutta, it was mentioned. At first, the king, Bimbisara, first time make offering dana to the Buddha and his, what they call, disciple. So offer the Sanghika dana. They were so excited, they forgot to transfer merit. They also didn't know must transfer merit. Then that night, he cannot sleep. The relative haunt him. So he got this horrible experience, the dream, everything. Then next morning, he consulted the Buddha. The Buddha checked, these were your long, long, long lost relative. You know what happened to these people? Or not? During the time of the other Buddha, before Sakyamuni, I think Kassapa Buddha. Oh, Kondanyama Buddha, sorry. Thank you. No. The thing happened was that Buddha. But the Buddha that told them what happened and wait for Sakyamuni is Kassapa Buddha. So, before Kassapa Buddha, there were one Samasa Buddha. You know what they did or not? There was this Sanghika Dana. The Buddha Sangha, the Dana, they go and misappropriate all those offerings. You know what happened to them? Straight away, Avicii hell. They went down so long until they come out, no more relative. The whole world, no more relative. That's why when King Bimbisara, arrived, they were told by Kassapa, the previous Buddha before Sakyamuni, and you know between Kassapa and Sakyamuni how long or not? It can be very long. So during that time, Kassapa told them, because Kassapa checked, he said, because every of this, what they call, even Buddha Kama and Great Monk Kama, they waiting for merits, nobody transfer to them, no. Then they somehow managed to communicate with Kassapa, I think through the help of some other beings. Then Kassapa Buddha checked. Then he said, you people, no wonder you cannot kao kao, you did this nonsense. Then they asked him how. You got no more relative. Then he checked. He said, one.
King Bimbisara. You had to wait very long until this Buddha Sakyamuni arrives. Then this king will invite him. At that day, you wait for the transfer of merit. Waited so long, never happened now. You angry or not? That's why I cannot sleep, King Bimbisara. Then Sakyamuni Chang, oh, these are your good friends, lost for so long. You better do something. Then he invited the Buddha the next day. And he did all those things. Then when he transferred merit, the Buddha purposely allowed him to see the relative, you know, use his psychic to let him see. You know. The moment he dang me, atinang ho tu or transfer merit, one by one, you know, liberated from the pitara, you know, and become beautiful beings. And you go and read the sutta, it's in the sutta. So now I read to you the rest. After this, you can meditate maybe. They should remember the spirits of their departed relatives who are not at peace with themselves and gather in many places. So you have to remember them. In return, such spirit thus remember and satisfy will eagerly wish for your well-being. That's why they protect you, understand? Of their living relative out of gratitude for what they have done for them. Then the Buddha explained, for there is never plowing here, nor any cattle herding there. Means like our society, you can do all this planting, plowing, rail cattle. Nor merchandising, means do business and trade. Just the same, no bartering of gold coin and all those things. The spirit of departed kin lives there on merits transferred to them alone. That's why you know, don't have relative. You very charmed down there. I tell you, you really suffer. Then after that, the Buddha go on to say, he gave to me, he worked for me, he was my kin, friend, intimate. Gifts then for departed one, recalling what they used to do for you. So when you have that kind thought, that gratitude, that philopiety, they can read your mind or no. In that rhyme, they no need to have psychic one. They really don't need to understand your language. They can read you directly what you think. Then because of that, he say, they will have a lot of joy. But if you go and say bad thing about them, I don't know what they will do to you. That one you find out yourself. That's why right speech is very important. Don't simply say things. Especially those in-laws, daughter-in-law. Wow, mother-in-law no more. Wow, fatal. Say what they like. Oh, then complain. You have to be careful. Then he said, no weeping, nor yet sorrowing, nor any kind of mowing, means you cry, you mow, helps departed one whose kin remain. Acting thus is unhelpful to them. That's why you go and cry, show to people that you are very, very filial piety. Filial piety is when they alive, you look after them, understand? Not until they die, then cry with crocodile tears. Then you, because people come, relative come, how come nobody cry? So all these are, the Buddha said, no use. No amount of weeping or sorrow, nor any kind of mowing help departed ones. So you must understand Buddhist way, not that one. And as you don't go and mow. Some they go and hire people to cry on. You heard of it before. They are specialized in crying. They come and help you. You pay them. They really cry for you. Then the Buddha said, but when this offering is given to those members of the holy order, then it can serve them long in future and at once as well. By offering alms to the holy order, means the Sangha, the Aryan Sangha, in memory of departed ones, the true path of action for relative has thus been shown, and how high an honor to departed one is done, and how the holy order can give sustenance, can be given sustenance as well, and how great merits can be stored away by you. So what he is trying to tell them is, when you do this, the Peta Rama, they were witness or not. Wow, suddenly your departed relative, oh, Fatat, came out. Then they know already, wow, this one, the relative. They thought they got a lot of money. Send, transfer a lot of money down there. No, because they know what to do. Understand not? Because when you make offering to all this holy order, their field of merits is immeasurable. That's an immediate effect. And very potent, very powerful. Okay? Okay. With this, you all can meditate. Huh? Now you got shorter time to meditate. I already explained the sharing first. You share means very easy. Who you want to share with, just give. No need transfer account. The transfer you need account. Name wrong also reject. IC wrong also reject. So that's why I must have relationship. Relative. No merit to transfer. Then how to share? How to share? You go and beg. No, you cannot share, you beg. Then how to transfer your bank account? Kosong. No. Relationship means you have been, through the law of karma, you have been born as parent, children, brother, sister, or what. But like the Buddha said, you have lived for so long, because you keep on coming back. So, in fact, everyone is your relative, actually. You have been related before, but you don't know. But if you disappear for too long until world cycle also no more, then don't know how many world cycle only come, nobody recognize you. Understand? That's why don't go down there too long. Because that one that misappropriate the Sama Sambuddha, when I go down there hell or long, how many world cycle, the passing of so many Buddha still didn't come out. That's why if you want to go there, you got Kayamita, also no use. If you commit those heavy karma, you go down there, Kayamita idang menyati nang hotu also cannot receive. We got too long you down there. You come out. Susan. Yes. You pass the mic, otherwise not recorded. Pass the mic.
No, let's say my parents passed away.
Yeah.
And I want to share.
Yeah.
In the Peta plane.
What
happened?
Very
to
good
the
question.
Oh,
okay. What happened to the married? That one I didn't know it was your question. I thought how to transfer to them if they are not in the Peta plane. That's why I say very good question. Okay, I answer that also. You know, in our society, what happened? You transfer, they are not there. It go to the government. Unclaimed money. Unclaimed money. But it karma, not like that. Because this is not fiscal money. This one is whatever you do in their name, even they are not there, this is merit. Understand? You already done them. Then in future, you will have children who do this for you. Understand? Whether he receive or he don't receive, not important. Your good intention. Understand? Your filial piety. Your understanding. Your love for them. Your gratitude towards them. Now, this is what Dhamma is. Go and worry they can receive or not. They're not there. So, I ask you next question. You expect them to be there? Or you want them to be there? That's why don't be gullible. So, the next question which I will ask for you is good. If they are not there in the other plane, how to help them? How to help them? Wait, pass the mic. Your brother answer for you. Then he answer for you. Yeah, push it out. Yeah.
To me, I think they don't need it now because they are in the higher planes.
Oh, okay. What do you all think? This is interesting, Dhamma discussion. What do you all think? Danny has one very... your wife can answer. That's a different understanding.
Now, Brother, in my opinion,
yes.
I think if they are in the Deva planes, even the Devas needs our merit rights.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Means...
So we can still share with
you
them.
Still send, so Danny, remember, if your wife go Devarai, remember to say. Yeah, like she said, I still need married. I still need married. It's okay, you know. Not I still need married. You know. The word, pronounced wrongly, dangerous. That's like Mandarin. Sometimes I'm very scared to pronounce. Okay. Anybody else want to try? Then I will explain. Try. Okay. Let our young man try.
I think maybe the Deva mother or father can see or sadhu or still remember be so quiet. Yeah.
So you see, it can give rise to merit, isn't it? Yeah, they can see you doing it. They rejoice. Wow, my children, not bad. The way I sacrifice for them, worth it. Oh. So they also rejoice. They also get married. So this is one of the view. Any more else? Anybody else want to try? If they are reborn in the other realm, what do you think you can do for them? Oh, Deva transfer to them. Wait, pass the thing over. Oh, you only transfer merit to Peta. So other rhyme, no need to transfer.
No, the Petas can receive. The Petas are the only ones who can receive marriage. The others can't.
Can.
That's what I
can. The Deva,
heard.
You share. You share, they receive. They
share,
rejoice.
You share,
no,
then
because
they
rejoice. That's why they have to rejoice. Because they rejoice with your wholesomeness, with your gratitude towards them. You thank them and all those things. Good. Afterwards, when I explain to you, you will rejoice like anything. Yes, Ingvi.
I used to ask this question last time. I said, Deva having higher merits than us, why shall we share merits with them?
Yes.
So I think you have answered me before
last time.
even though they have higher merits than us, they are still
correct.
Impermanent.
Mundane. They are still mundane. Within the 31 plane.
Yes.
They still have delusion. They still have craving. So you can help them in many ways.
And then they are too happy in the heavenly plane.
Correct.
They don't feel the urgency to do merits.
Complacent.
And then in our akasata cha bhumata, every time we etavataca amhehi.
Etavata.
This merits will contribute greatly to their well-being
and
happiness.
Very good. That one is very good.
Yeah, so it may prolong their life.
Their joy there.
Their lifetime in the Deva plane. That's all.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, Mimi.
I think this is my understanding.
Yeah.
When I share merits to the guarding devas, nagas, and beings, I will add in, may this merit bring about the causes and condition for you all to get in touch with the Buddha Dhamma.
Sadhu.
And then, with that, you will be able to liberate yourself from all form of greed, hatred, and delusion. And eventually, you will have the conditions to attain total liberation and, of course, eventually Buddhahood.
Sadhu. You see, very good sharing. Everybody has their own understanding. For me, I think I've shared with you all before. I told you about my this life's parent, isn't it? How they become my parents. That is how I did it, because I understand. So, one of the distant past life,
they actually didn't know who my nature is, but they were so kind, so sincere. So they actually did something which they don't really know. That's why I told that lady who don't know English one up there, I said, you become so selfish, only your loved one you want to help. People you don't know, you don't want to help. So what happened was just now, Manjusri, Xu Yin, Lao He Sang. He's an ordinary lay person, what they call beggar. Remember? Beggar. And that one is Manjusri Bodhisattva's manifestation. No? He come like that, you say, hey, beggar, che, don't. I tell you. People want to give you chance and condition. In the past, you have done something. Now they give you condition. You just because of your ego, your dignity, your esteem, you think beggar is dirty and begging only. Have kindness, have love. That's why Xu Yin was so appreciative. He thanked that beggar profusely. He said, you are a beggar, you already charm enough already. That's all. Yet you are able to help me and serve me. Then later on when he went to Uthaisan, then they told him, a lot of people have seen this being before. He come in the form of beggar. And this is the real one. That's how you can benefit. Then some Bodhisattva or great being, they come different. Because for me, when I see their sincerity, their wholesomeness, and they really, really, without knowing my nature, they just do like that. And these people are so kind, so simple, so sincere. Then this nature arises. It will evoke a pure wish for them. Then this nature understands the best way to benefit them is because I vow to take them across. So how? Choose them to be my parent when the condition arises. Once they become my parent, because I know they got good karma, good nature, they will raise me up, do their duty, understand not? Sacrifice for me and provide for me. Then I will invoke the power of his merit, the parents' merit, their merits. Whatever they have done for me since birth until now, care for me, provided for me, sacrifice for me, by the power of this wholesomeness, may arise the causes and conditions for them to always avoid the foolish, meet up with the wise, and realize this Buddha Dhamma soon as possible. And this pure wish is so powerful, even this life they don't learn the Dhamma. They already guarantee that passport to liberation. So you have to invoke the power of their parents, kindness and all those things, through your gratitude towards them, through your understanding. That's why you have to invoke this power. The power of whatever wholesomeness, merit, sacrifice that they have done for you. Means how they raise you, protect you, care for you, give you life, educate you, do all those things for you. That in return, this is the least you can do through filial piety and so on. That's why I invoke the power of merit. Then do merits in their name. It doesn't mean that they are not in pitta, right? They cannot receive because you have direct connection. They are your parents. This life maybe you cannot receive. In future, when they are in those times, they can receive. This is not like return unclaimed money. You know. Gone, locked up in the government. The government, of course, they will plan to use it. Nobody claim what they say. After 7 years, unclaimed money that they use. But this one, nature's law, it will be forever there. Then whatever you do through your pure understanding, means your sincerity, your whatever good mental intention is already recorded in nature, understand not? So when you invoke the power of whatever merits that they have done since giving birth to you, how they care for you and all those, but these are all very meritorious, but they do their duty, understand not? They are without greed one, no? Without anger, hatred and delusion, one, because they love you so much, understand not? That's why these are wholesome action. But of course, they also scold you when you're naughty. Because they want you to be
good, to have a better future. So don't go and say, Pratyo, they not only care for me, they cane me, they scold me, you think they purposely want to do that. Because you're so naughty, they're scared you become, you go the wrong way. And so that's why they have to do those things. But every parent loves their children. Understand? Because to them, they think it's their children. That's why they will have attachment towards you. So this understanding is very important. In whatever rhyme, they can still receive. Like sometimes when I have this understanding, when I'm in the monastery or even overseas or what, when I travel, I can feel, my nature can feel. Then when I feel, I will send merit, transfer merit. Then I will expound the Dhamma. Certain place, they don't have this type of Dhamma. Then when I'm there, I will share. Even our holy places that we go. You think all these people, because of this great being there, they know. Some of this, they don't know. But this type of Dhamma, this type of understanding, very rare, very difficult to come by. That's why every time I do that, I can feel them. There is a lot of joy. Then sometimes they are there waiting for this. That's why I have to do. Then wherever we travel, spiritual trip or what, you have to develop the understanding to do all this so that you can actually develop your own parami and at the same time be a blessing to all. Then when you have this understanding, your mind is very different. You think for others. You don't do like normal human being. Think for yourself. Understand? Then you become selfish. When you can sacrifice and do through sincerity and understanding to help others, irrespective of relationship. Understand? Not because my brother, sister, or my loved one, I can go all out and sacrifice to do for them. And you have witnessed a lot of this in this world. You know? If it's their own children or what, they can sacrifice and go all out. Even the risk of dying, they will also go and do because of that attachment, that relationship. But how can other people, no relationship, you cannot do that? You remember the Buddha as a Bodhisattva? The tigress with the cup. The tigress was wounded. The cup all waiting for milk to be fed, no milk. And you think the Buddha got relative like that, down there. And you know what he did? He just sacrificed himself, jumped down, and offered the body as food for the tigress. Who can do that? Only great beings like Bodhisattva, Sakyamuni. When he was doing the perfection, cultivating perfection. Why they can do? Because they know this is not me, and it's an element. That's why they can sacrifice. But please, don't go to Brother Teo and say, I will also go and see got tigress, tiger, I also go and... Please, you are not ready. That's why don't try to be a hero. When you are at that point of cultivation, you can, means you can. You will do automatically, understand? Then for me, you know, all those who come to see me, I never prejudice. I never say, oh, this one my friend. Yeah, I know this person, then I help. I don't know, I don't want to help. Even people who don't know me, they come. If there is condition I know they can receive, I will share. My duty is to share. After that, you agree, don't agree, believe, don't believe, make use of it, don't make use of it, nothing to do with me. That's how. 做完了，没事了. Means I do my duty. This form and mind do duty, you know, understand? Because of past affinity, that's why you can be here. But after this duty done, it's up to you, understand? Your life, you decide. That's why when you can have that type of mind, you will not have problem, understand? Otherwise, you become very selective. Oh, this type of kayanamita only I share more, I give more. Where I got like that one? You go and ask around. People who don't know, very new, they come, they receive so fast if you have condition. But if you don't have condition, there is nothing this nature can do. Understand? No? We are this nature is to give, to share. That's it. We are this is the vow. This is the duty. The rest is up to the individual. So, Dhamma is about understanding. And to curb selfishness, the evil root, you have to learn to have this understanding to accord and flow. And to understand that it's all not so real. But the form and mind has a duty because this one is subject to karma. So you will do your duty. You will not be deluded by it. You will not use it wrongly. That understanding is completely different from what the world teaches you. The world teaches you what? Have a good education, be smart, then come out, good job, good pay, successful, can marry beautiful wife or handsome husband. You pursue materialistic success. So this is what the world is all about. So there is a selfish consideration behind all things. But when you go the Dhamma way, the spiritual way, it's all about self-sacrifice, selfless. That's why they know no such thing as a being inside there. So if got condition to do, you will do. But don't become gullible. Chief Reverend always say, don't be a good-hearted fool. You know why is a good-hearted fool? So kind. No? Everybody also want to do offering. No? Then they see you so gullible, the beggars all pretend. Pray on your compassion. That's why at one time, China, a lot of this come. Then some in the marketplace, don't like no one. Then you see the video clip, all care on. Oh, they make it like very real. So what is happening to the world is, when the ringgit drop, you see all these don't come already. We are you no longer attractive. So the ringgit, the ratio not so good. Eh? So they go to the other country. Then nowadays you don't see so many. Right? Last time, every time I go to coffee shop, you ask my wife, at least 6 or 5 will come. Ask you to buy something or donation and all this thing. Out of love for them. Unless I know it's the real genuine one. I say it's okay, never mind. Otherwise, they don't know who they swindle. No? Because they are not sincere. No? So they actually bogus one. So. And a lot of this, because so easy the money, take a book out with the picture and all those things. Some are volunteer, they don't know. And when the money go back, how was it used also, they don't know. If you want to make offering, there is so many other wholesome way, understand? More genuine way. If you're not sure, out of love and compassion for that person, and what the condition for them. Otherwise, every cent they cheat. If you are a really good cultivator, I tell you, if they know karma, they will never do that. Because they have to pay back many, many fold. Sometimes you can never imagine. That's why you don't simply do things. See beggar, don't assume beggar. Can be any great being. So wherever there is condition to help, help, be kind, be sincere. What have you got to lose? Spend a bit of time, care for them, look after them. You only need to encounter one real one. Oh, fatal lo, jabi leo. Correct, huh? Because this is what Noble Eightfold Path Right Living is all about. This path factor nobody really understands. The standard answer the book tells you is what? Right living is what? They say right livelihood. Means don't sell weapon, don't sell drug, avoid the inappropriate career. Understand, huh? Or they say your livelihood. No, that power factor is very powerful. Right living, not livelihood. The way you live your life, understand? Means what? You must have the Noble Eightfold Path, other power factor. You must have right view, sincere, right thought, right speech, right action. then chances of you hitting the jackpot is very high. Understand? Everyone you meet and encounter, you have this right view, right thought, right speech, right action. You are very kind, very sincere. Then you only need to strike one, understand? Out of the so many that you meet. Then the cultivator, they know, they rejoice. Then what they do? They send you a pure wish. That is like a social welfare first prize. Better than that. You straight away, but you don't know one. When they smile, when they radiate is from the heart, you can never know. That's why right living is very powerful. If you have this right speech, right action, right thought, right effort to constantly purify and progress, then the right view together will actually bring for all the conditions for you to receive a lot of wholesomeness. Because everyone that you have relationship with, that you encounter within your life, you don't have wrong view, means you avoid the possibility or the condition for actually developing those negative karma. And if you do it to a cultivator, to a real spiritual person, without you knowing it, you really, really have to pay through your aeons and aeons, or maybe life after life, or coming death. Then even if you are selfish, choosy, and other things, then when the real one come in front as a beggar, you cannot recognize them. You will just miss them. That's why I have goodness of heart, sincere, ever willing to help people when there is condition. But don't go beyond what you can do, anasana. You don't go and say, wow, but you say very good, or donate, until your own livelihood also cannot take care, your loved one also not enough to provide for that. That is foolish, anasana. Unless the condition is such that you really want to do it, and then it's different. But within your means, anasana. And to do all this wholesomeness, you don't need a lot of money. To me, you technically don't need money. You need a good mind with understanding. Then metta can be sent out through your mind, understand? When you wish people well-being and happiness, this is generosity. You radiate love. You radiate all this well-being. This is giving, understand? From the mind, from the heart. So a lot of things, when you understand, you don't really need money. Pay respect sincerely to the triple jam. You need money or not? No need money. You know the field of merits how much or not? Yeah, you pay respect to triple jam, to the enlightened being, the word you want. The field of merit is immeasurable. That's why you must have the understanding, the faith, the understanding, and you do it sincerely. I have seen many karamita who has that faith. Some of them even cry tears and all things, which is very wholesome. So when you are sincere, there will be a response. And all these great beings, Bodhisattva, Buddhas, all, you can talk to them. I'm not joking. Their nature will hear you. As long as you have the faith and sincere, talk to them. Especially Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Because that vow will connect you. As long as you have faith in her and you are very sincere, there will be a response. And you can do it anyway. Either you pay respect and chant his name, her name, Namo Kuan Sing Pusa, then you will. Or when you do the chanting, the meditation, Kuan Yin Pusa, Kuan Yin Pusa, Kuan Yin Pusa. All this will have its affinity, then it will manifest. Then after that, you silence your mind. Then you thank Kuan Yin Bodhisattva's nature for her blessing, protection, and guidance all this while. And you continue to request for her great love and compassion to continue to guide, protect, and bless this nature of yours. Not only this life, life after life, it should come, or it has to come.
Otherwise, this form of mind is very fragile, very easy to get into problem, get into trouble. So now, when you have this understanding, you will be different. Okay? Don't become gullible and believe people tell you through logic. Yeah, that one statue la. You talk to him for what? you go and believe all this. It's only a statue. Buddhist our idol worshipper. Oh, put lang so yeah. You straight away, no more confident. Where is your sadha? You think the Kuan Yin Bodhisattva is the image. You think Sakyamuni Buddha is the image. You must understand who they are. It's for you to recall to mind their great wisdom, their great virtue, and their great perfection, cultivation, and their vow. And that one, nobody can take away, anasana. By destroying the image, you don't destroy the Buddha or the Bodhisattva. So like I used to tell some of these Kayamita, they saw in Afghanistan, the Taliban go ahead and bomb and all that. Wow, they become so hot, no, so stirred out, no, in the internet, all the email. Then I wrote one email out. I said, no point, because what they destroy is the image, and it's not the real Buddha. Because the Buddha that I take refuge in, if it can be destroyed just like that, then what for I take refuge? Understand? Understand? You must know who the Buddha is. That's why he told the monks, he who sees my Dhamma sees me. Not he who sees this form sees me. Because this one is the functional body that performs the function of the Buddha. It's not the Buddha. The Buddha is the embodiment of all his wisdom, virtue and perfection. That is the real Buddha. And that one I have a lot of respect, gratitude towards. Because that one is real gem. Real gem. Money cannot buy. And their teaching is so profound, so powerful, and they are so full of great virtues. That's why the nine great virtues of Sammasambuddha, Sakyamuni Buddha. Okay, now what's the time? I think you don't have time to meditate already. we spend the whole of this discussion. Maybe I read a bit of the Dhamma to you. Okay, phenomenal world, illusionary world, we finish. Oh no, the second part we didn't finish. The Mahayana also got a very famous saying. This one you can understand. You will penetrate the Dhamma. Perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom. This one you can understand. The old people understand, the new people. This one comes from Surangama Sutta. When I read this statement, I say, this is the best teaching inside there. Why is it perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom? You can understand that. Very good, Sadhu. You see things as it is, okay? Where is Jia? Oh, you are here. I want you to listen to this. This will help you. Perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom. And now you try to explain. He can. You try to explain. Oh, pass the wireless mic. Sorry. Oh, you don't know the page. Page 21, 1.4, the second paragraph. The Mahayana also got a very famous saying. Perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom. Page 21. Oh, you need to spend some time. I can wait for you. I share other things first. you try. If you cannot, you tell me you cannot. Then I explain to you. Then it will help you a lot. This is a very powerful statement. How do you perceive form? Yeah? Yeah? How do you perceive form? Yeah? How do you perceive form? You perceive it through? How do you perceive my voice? Or what you see? Through what? Ah, very good. Through consciousness, right? So perception of form is consciousness. Why the second statement, whereas the non-perception is wisdom?
Because it's beyond consciousness.
Oh, very good. Why beyond consciousness? When you see things as they are, there is no consciousness in there. You didn't perceive in there. Oh. There is wisdom. Understand?
Beyond the khandhas, yeah.
Haha, that's why there is wisdom. Sadhu to him. Really, very good. That's why they will understand sooner or later. Because after it's explained. So this, I read about it 24 years ago. When I read the Surangama Sutta, I don't even know what is Surangama Sutta. I banana. They keep on telling me, Leng Yen Jing, Leng Yen Jing, Wu Si Ying Mo. I say, what is this Sutta? Then luckily somebody gave me this book, translated by Charles Luke. Oh, very good. Although Charles Luke, L-U, I think Lu, Charles Lu, or L-O-K, L-U-K, his English is very good and very precise, his translation. He based it on, you know whose commentary or not? Han San. Han San was a famous monk, very famous monk, and I got a lot of affinity with this monk also. So this Han San, he actually did the commentary to explain this Surangama Sutta. Then this Charles Luke, is actually a Chinese. Same lineage as Xuan Hua, same lineage as Po Yan Zhang Lao, also the first line disciple of Xu Yun. That's why he very good. He understand, he penetrate. Then he translate in English. Oh. Wow, really, you all homie, got such English book come out. All those other book, tick-tick one, no use, I read, no connection. All based on their own understanding. But this guy, he can really bring the thing out. And his English was so good. Then when I read this one, perception of form is consciousness, whereas it's non-perception is wisdom. I straight away start to hear, rejoice. I say, no wonder all this sutta, Mahayana sutta, meant for the enlightened one. If you're not enlightened, you cannot understand. If you don't have the wisdom, you will ask yourself, what is he trying to tell me? Perception of form is consciousness. How can consciousness perceive? I perceive through my eye, my memory. Where they cannot see the perception, the mental, the conscious part, the aggregate. Then the non-perception is wisdom. Wow. Don't see anything also can have wisdom. Don't perceive, got wisdom. Then you go and learn how not to perceive. You like act. See things as they are, nowhere. You see you can develop wisdom or not. Because your sankara is moving. That's why you cannot understand. But when your sankara is not moving, like Xu Yun Lao Sang, what happened? The grass break. Suddenly, space polarized. Everything stopped. What is everything stopped? Sankara, thinking, thought, chattering, all stop. That's why the true mind. After that, wake up. Enlightened already. So you go back tonight, try. No thought. Then after that, wake up. Like just now, that girl asked me the question. Brother Teo, I meditate blank. I see people walk, I also learn how to walk blank. Blank means what? No thought. Stop. Cease. Oh, then you're enlightened already. No need to ask me anymore.
not that type of blank mind, understand? That's why the Zen, you go meditate there, you go into that stillness, the blank one, or the jhana hall, they call the right one nothingness, or that fourth jhana, where you become very still, equanimity. They whack you and say, enough Buddha statue here. Buddha statue also no thought, understand? You go and practice for so long to have no thought. You just look at the Buddha statue, that one no thought. But that one cannot live life. Understand? That's why you also cannot live life. So they will actually whack you. Then they say, we have enough Buddha statue here. We don't want to add one more. Okay, I will read on, then you will understand. This is most profound, and the enlightened one will understand. Now you understand why the Mahayana always say that the phenomenal world is a world of consciousness. Because all the external form you perceive through what? Through consciousness, correct? Right? That's why the whole lot of phenomena, whatever that you can perceive, is a phenomenal. That's why the phenomenal world is a world of consciousness. Because mundane people use their mundane mind, mundane consciousness to see, to hear, to smell, to taste, to technically feel and think. This is also the reason why the Surangama Sutta say consciousness created the world and the continent, the star and the universe, and the knower becomes the living being. Through thought and form delusion, the knower deludedly cling onto the five aggregates of form and mind, or the so-called living being, thinking that it is real, and this is what they are. Hence the deluded living being cling onto the false, becomes the traveler in space and time, wandering through samsara, and undergo birth and death for eternity. Now you understand, huh? Do not grasp at the wrong one, understand? Thinking this fellow is you. That's why you become the traveler in space and time. Why travel? Because you every time die, born, die, born, die, born. Every segment of the life, birth and death, birth and death. That's why you travel in samsara. What is samsara? Perpetual birth and death, born of karma. That is what samsara is all. So you want to become spaceman, traveler in space and time for eternity, go ahead, be heedless. Then you will get to travel the whole universe. 31 plane of existence also you will go. But please, don't go down too long. Otherwise, no more relative who come out. Nobody to eat dung, me, dinang, to do you. You are after the hell rhyme, only you come out to pitta. Understand? No? Can you follow or not? So when you are in hell, right, idang menya tinang hotu no use. Oh. You remember that mu lian jiu mu? Mu lian, the bodhisattva, Mongalana. He got psychic everything. Oh. He tried to go down to hell to save the mother. Cannot. Kuan Yin bodhisattva also same. There was a sutta that say, he went down and tried to help the father, but cannot. The karma is too heavy. Then finally, after what she has done, the father only able to take rebirth as a cow. That's why Kuan Yin, devotee, they don't want to eat cow, or what they call beef. They don't take beef. So, if that story is true, what will happen? Means the father that take birth as a cow long ago slaughtered already or died already. So why you still until now still scared you eat the father? Understand? That's why human being very gullible. Then they always come, Bratio, you take beef. Oh, I say, I take. I like the beef. Oh, you don't believe in Kuan Yin? No, I got great affinity with Kuan Yin. These are all nothing to do with the Dhamma. People created it because of belief, rite and ritual. Like in the funeral, you go and pay respect or like out of what they call respect, you want to make a visit to the wake, huh? Pay a visit and express your condolence. So you go there, you don't understand. Huh? Like my father's case, huh? That time one friend came, no? He asked, how many joysticks to burn to pay respect? There was one very superstitious one also. I think it's not my relative, but somebody helped out there. You know what he told him or not? He saw him took three, you know. He said, hey, no. He said, one. Hey, I said, why one? He said, only the husband died. What? The wife still around. What? That's why one. Wow. If he has burnt three and put three out, all three die. Wow. Got this logic. That's why. And it's very gullible. You know? People believe, oh yeah, one only. So burn one. So it burned three, remorse. That's why right and ritual tradition can be very powerful. So we read on. True mind does not stir. This one, Chia, you have to listen. True suchness. What is it? The Mandarin word. Zu, ru, putong. Zu, zu is suchness. Putong. That is what the true mind is all about. Only the mundane mind stir via delusion. Mundane mind without wisdom is the discriminating mind. You know what is the discriminating mind? Huh? Fen piercing. Yeah? Discriminate. Definition of hallucination. Thinking that is real, but it's actually not real. Jay Krishnamurti said, this one very interesting. The observer is the observed, leading to seeing things as they are. We are the direct seeing without word. In a similar way, the Buddha also taught, in the seeing is only the seeing consciousness, and there is no one to see. Hence, no delusion. Otherwise, the moment you associate and cling onto what you see or what you observe, delusion or self-delusion has arisen. You know how it arises? Observer and the observer means there is an observer, a person who see. So what happened? I separate my form and mind from what I see. But Krishnamurti say, the observer is the observer. You are no different. Because this form and mind is the one that perceive through the mental, understand? It is part of you, understand? That's why the observer is the observer. But the Buddha actually understood it also very clearly. He said, in the seeing, there is no one to see. It's only the consciousness. So the consciousness is the one that you deludedly say, observe. It's the direct seeing, the pure seeing, understand? So the observer is not a person, understand? The seeing consciousness see. That's why the observer and the observed is one. There is no separation. That's why there is no discrimination, no sakadity. So Krishnamurti understands, that's why he said, hence no delusion. Otherwise, the moment you associate and cling on to what you see or what you observe, delusion or self-delusion has already arisen because you cling. You think there must be a person to see, to observe. There must be a thinker behind the thought. Is there a thinker behind the thought? Those who understand, they will say no. Those who don't understand, you agree or not? You can never agree. You will say, how can no thinker? I have been thinking all the time. You know. I can immediately think of you, you know, or think of what. You know. If it's not me, then who think? How to answer? Yeah? Who think? The thought thing itself. What is thought? Respond to memory. Your memory perceive it. Understand? Then arise that thought. And that thought is the thinking. Understand? That's why the thought thing itself. Understand? And this flow is not you. If this one is you, when this one pass away, did you die? Did you die? You didn't die. So, if the observer is the thought, when the thought passes away, you die. But the thought come and go, you never die. The form and mind still exist. Then who are you? What are you? Then why you always say, I think? Who think? What thing? So all this you cannot answer means you still not enough wisdom, not enough understanding. So when you can develop the understanding through penetrative, direct seeing, awakening, all this become very clear to you and you will understand them very clearly. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, the next one is page 22. We quickly go through this one. Can visualization, like visualizing a blue sky, be used as a technique to develop mindfulness? Oh, this one, new technique. Visualize blue sky. I answer, I say, this type of visualization technique, like any other skillful means, if used with understanding, can also bring about the training of the mind to be peaceful and calm. Just like auto-suggestion, via music, via sound, via vibration, etc. But the disadvantage of this type of skillful means is that it usually only works for a few times. After a while, like good food, it loses its effectiveness. The other type of visualization technique, like kasina or the 40 object of meditation, used to develop one-pointedness concentration followed by development of jhana and deep concentration leading to all the other psychic ability, is more dangerous unless it is done with understanding and preferably under the guidance of a very good and very skillful meditation teacher. If one clings and attached to such one-pointedness concentration and special jhanic ability, then one can get trapped, and chances of deviation from the true cultivation of wisdom to free the mind from all suffering can happen. The mind that is one-pointedness concentration is a conditioned mind that is still within the field of thought, and all of the anusaya or latent tendency of the mind are still suppressed and not rooted out as yet. Such a mind is not a free mind with clear awareness and samadhi born of equanimity or wisdom. How to apply the wisdom of let things be to solve all of our life's problems? Just now I shared already, accord and flow, and let things be. With right view born of wisdom to accept the reality of the moment, we will not react and allow the mind to stir when confronted with the first noble truth realities of life and existence, means the eight condition. Hence, no fear, no worry, and anxiety or any suffering. That is, we just accepting or let things be. After accepting the reality of the moment, because the moment is the only reality in life. Condition like that, it has to be like that. Then with a calm and clear mind, we can weigh our option and act appropriately, following Noble Eightfold Path, which is the meditation to resolve all of our life problems or situation amicably. That is, without any negativity or wrong thought to cause our mind to stir, and wrong thought are thoughts that condition one's fear, worry, anxiety, and unhappiness and misery. Without wisdom and right view, born of understanding the Buddha Dhamma, one will react and the mind will stir due to fear, worry, anxiety, etc., born of their wrong view, just like normal deluded living being, leading to all the mental suffering, grief, sorrow, and lamentation, etc. The cause of suffering is delusion that conditions one's grasping and one's clinging to one's five aggregate of form and mind. This is the second noble truth. Under the third noble truth, the Buddha said, suffering need not be if one has the wisdom and enlightenment. If one has the wisdom and enlightenment can be realized in the here and the now, or Nibbana is possible. Then following the fourth noble truth, which is the way out of suffering, One cultivates the Noble Eightfold Path, which is the meditation as taught by the Buddha, leading to the end of all suffering. So this one is very clear, very easy to understand. Okay, 9 o'clock, we got 5 more minutes. I will just read through quickly, chapter 6. The heart of Prajnaparamita Sutta reversed without a stand and prose commentary consists of three parts. The sutra text itself, the Venerable Master Shenro's verse explanation, and the Master's lectured commentary on the text and verse. The Heart Sutta is an essential summary of Mahayana Buddhism's teaching on true emptiness. The Heart Sutta is nothing less than a summation of the wisdom of the Buddha. It distills perfectly the teaching of non-attachment, which is the doctrine of emptiness. As the Venerable Master Xuan Hua said in his commentary, only the most advanced of meditation master can expect to grasp the full import of the sutta by itself without the aid of a teacher, because this teaching is the heart or in the heart within the heart. Means this is the most penetrative one and the core teaching. Bharatiya also concurred with Master Xuan Hua's statement and also said, Dhamma must be delivered from the heart spontaneously and not through any prior planning or memory. Otherwise, it is only knowledge and not wisdom. Understand that? You cannot hold as memory and teach. It has to come straight from the nature, direct from the heart. Spontaneous, no thinking. If I have to think, I cannot share with you. Means it's my knowledge. Then I had to try to remember, I had to make note everywhere and read the note to you. This understanding is very, very different. Because the understanding is part of your awakening. That's why this one cannot disappear. The understanding connected to your form and mind cannot disappear. But this understanding can only arise after that form and mind come, meditate, connect, and awaken. And then the form and mind awaken because of this wisdom. But this wisdom is not always following you. It's not like karma, no? Born of it, had to eat, conditioned, supported by it, and you are what you are. Immediately you are upon birth. This one, no. This spiritual understanding, this nature, you cannot inherit until you connect. Understand? No? Until you connect to the direct seeing, the true mind. That's why it's not so straightforward. That's why life after life you come, every segment, you need to connect, only you can have the understanding. Then when the understanding is there, you are left with not many years. Then after that, the form of mind gone, again you need to have another condition, another form of mind. That's why the Bodhisattva keep on coming. So this is the reason why it is not so straightforward. You cannot like, wow, connect already, life after life, cultivate. Cannot, you need the vehicle. And the vehicle doesn't last that long. If you connect at age 80, how? I tell you, not much time left. But if you're lucky, connect early, then very good. Okay, the rest is not important, the translation guideline. Angulimala Sutta, this one we later, we stop here. Okay, maybe we do the sharing of merit, transfer merit, then we can end. Okay, sharing of merits with the devas. Akka Sata Chio Bhumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anemoditwa Chirang Rakantu Loka Sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta Vata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabbe Deva Anumodanto
Sabasampati Siddhya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may he contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transfer merits to departed one. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyateyo. Idang sukita hontu nyateyo. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyateyo. Let these merits accrue to departed ones, and may they all too be well and happy always. Okay, we invoke the blessing for the nation. Devo asatukalena sasu sampati hito cha fito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be peaceful, and may the king, the government, the king and the rulers be righteous. Then you make your aspiration. Ipmina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya. By the grace of these merits that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one, until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we pay respect to Triple Gem. Then after that, you all want to chant the Heart Sutta and compassionate, great compassionate Sutta, one time each. Yeah, tonight we will do it. Buddhaṃ pucceme, Dhammaṃ pucceme, Sanghaṃ pucceme.